Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us.
Yes.
Life's more fun with seafood, so stop on by. They got some great food specials and drink specials here at Acme Oyster House. And our segment each and every week is presented by Map Construction. Map Build, Build Beyond. Herb, great being with you again. Man, I see you survived Vegas, so everything was good there. I know you ain't lost no money because you don't like to gamble. You don't like to see your money go woof. Because they done built their nice casinos and all that for winning money off of people.
Yeah, that's right, man. No, I'm happy to be back. Happy to see you, Mike. Happy to see Mr. Luke. Happy to be here back in Baton Rouge at Acme Oyster House. It's a beautiful place to be. Vegas was awesome. Like I said earlier, I think my wife and I's bodies are here, back in town, but our spirit is still in Vegas. We probably wish we could still be out there hanging out doing some stuff. So.
Well, I hope you left that losing spirit over there with LSU.
Well,
man,
first of all,
you gotta leave that over there.
Don't forget, I'm a winner in whatever I do. So I always bring wins back.
I was just checking. You know, you always got to double check.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't bring none of that bad mojo back here. We're gonna be all right tonight.
Don't bring none of that here. All right, LSU plays Nicholls State this afternoon, 6:30, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. First time LSU Nicholls State has ever played. I've told the story back in 2020. Coach O and people at Nicholls, they had set it up that they would play that year. And then COVID hits, it gets canceled. And, Coach Rebo, we had him on last week. He explained the situation. It just took a little while. He said, man, Mike, I thought about when they said 2024. Man, that would be a long time. And he said, it swung by so quick.
It did.
And so first time Nicholls State, and so they got a lot of people from the Bayou area. It's kind of like spring break. They done all left out of there having them a good time. So, and if you're watching the game on television, you could tell they all wearing red for Nicholls State. And so it's a nice payday for the Colonels, and also kind of a tune-up for entering Southland Conference play. And I told Coach, man, I watched some of that game last week against Louisiana Tech. I'm glad I ain't coaching. Because I wouldn't have slept for like 3 days.
That's right.
You had so many opportunities in that game and didn't take advantage of it. And tonight you might be catching an angry Tiger team in Tiger Stadium.
Look, it's going to be tough for Nicholls tonight. But what Nicholls needs to come out and do is just establish whatever it is they're trying to, their identity that they want to do and be. And so whatever that looks like, they need to attempt that and try that and do not fold against the bigger, the stronger, the faster Tigers. But at the end of the day, the Tigers are licking their wounds right now. And we're trying to figure out exactly who they are at the moment. And so, it could be, you never know what can happen Saturday night in Death Valley. Now, I'm not saying you look for an upset, but what I am saying is look for a tight game in the first quarter, first half.
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot of guys who are freshmen. Mm-hmm. And who maybe will redshirt freshmen or sophomores get an opportunity to play. I think a lot of people want to see, and I think you'll get a few snaps tonight, Ricky Collins at quarterback.
He should. He should. I agree with that. I think he's put his time in. He's due for a few snaps, live snaps, against something in a game that really matters or time that matters. Let's call it that. And we haven't seen much of Ricky at all, and I think we need to see what he can do. One of the biggest things that I'm looking from Nussmeier this tonight is how can he extend the drive. We get on third down. We converted a lot of third downs, but there were pivotal key third downs in the game last week that I think that he didn't do a good enough job to extend that drive. Now, what does that look like? And I'm not talking about identifying the passing receiver and who to get the ball to. I'm talking about simply pull the ball when we're trying to run up the middle. It's a run pass option, and just give me 2 yards. That's all I need. Give me that first down, and we're good to go.
Okay, so I don't need you to be Jaden Daniels.
No.
I don't need you to be Jaden.
No, I don't need you to take it 80 yards. I just need you to get that first down, get down on the ground, let's keep this train rolling. That's it.
You were there, and you saw it. I think the biggest disappointment for all of us watching, because they had come in with so much hype, and you got two guys there, and Will Campbell, Emory Jones, who are projected first-round picks. And their offensive line, they didn't knock nobody off the line of scrimmage.
No.
Nothing. They got pushed back. And I'm talking about USC, who finished 1-14th against the run last year.
It was weird. It reminded me of the 2018 Tigers. Not the or the 2017, whichever one it was before we won the championship in 2019. There was that same offensive line that everybody was talking really well. You know, it was crazy. Oh, they're going to be really good, and they didn't play well at all. And then we went into the 2019 season when they won the championship.
And they won the Joe Moore.
Moore these guys Award. Are not going to do anything. And they won the Joe Moore. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. So, but yeah, we didn't. What I saw was a more eager USC team that was really. More enthusiastic, they were hungrier throughout the whole course of the game. Now, LSU played really excited. They played really up-tempo football, but it was like the level of performance was equal up until the very, probably the late third quarter, fourth quarter, where USC, I think, just took the They just felt like they really were going to win that game and that they wanted to win it, they deserved to win it. Whereas it seemed as though LSU kind of pulled back a little bit, and they were thinking the game was we were tied at one point. It was like, yep, okay, we're going to win this game, like as if it was a given, but it wasn't. And USC played better down the stretch, and that's what you got.
I give D'Anton Leonard a lot of credit. I thought his game plan was very good defensively against LSU. I've watched him from afar. I've heard a lot of people who have been either against him or have worked with him, and they praise him that he's very innovative. He gives you some looks and then sort of pulls out at the last minute. Yep. And so it's a little bit of cat and mouse with him. And also, too, man, Moss down the stretch. You think about him last year in late November. That was a lot of people that thought he would be the transfer guy. He was leaving. He was the third string guy there. And what happened after the season was over with, everybody knew Caleb was going to come to the NFL. But the number two guy, he left before Moss did. And so the job sort of got dropped to him, and how poised he was down the stretch. I thought Garrett played pretty well in this guy. I really think he did a good job.
He did.
But Moss, down the stretch, he showed a lot of poise. He was not rattled, and Herb, you would have. Man, they were tattooing him for three quarters. They got after him pretty good. Now, in the fourth quarter, he was bubble wrap. They didn't get too close to him. But for three quarters, LSU got a really good pass rush on him.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What I noticed was that the first three quarters, I was looking for Lincoln Riley. Where's this Lincoln Riley guy that we see? You know, who's the quarterback whisperer, the offensive guru, and this innovative, you know, offensive game plan or whatnot. His guys were in position. I think he put his team in good position. But LSU's defense played really, really well that first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. The biggest problem I had out of that LSU defense at the moment was we couldn't cause any turnovers. We couldn't make the big play.
You were close.
We were very close,
but you couldn't do it.
If you do that, then that pendulum swings so much in LSU's favor, it would have been great. Now, you talked a little bit also about the cat and mouse game with LSU's offensive coordinators versus USC's defensive coordinator. I'm going to tell you, this was the first game where we had that dual offensive coordinator system going, and they're still trying to find themselves. I think they did a great job of getting Aaron Anderson involved in the game.
I agree.
They did wonderful there. I think there was, like the first drive, it was Kyron Lacy. Then Kyron kind of fell away. They didn't really, I don't know if the defense was taking him away.
I think they bracketed him. And watching it, you could see that was an over and an under with him. But you know what? Man, near the goal line, you can't do that.
Nope.
So if you get in the red zone, you throw the ball to the big guy.
That's right. Either him or any of those 6'7" tight ends we have. Let's figure out how to get those guys the ball, right? And so what I was saying is, in that perspective, understanding that, hey, we have a new offensive coordinator, the same scheme essentially, but two new offensive coordinators, the co-op coordinators, that are still trying to find themselves and also still trying to find who their guys are going to be. And I thought they did a good job of mixing players coming in and out of the game, and I thought they did well. Now, when you start talking about Moss, I'm going to tell you, the guy was getting tattooed first quarter through the third quarter. Fourth quarter, I don't know what happened. I think the scheme changed up front for them, and LSU really couldn't get to him because they didn't it was so weird because he looked like a completely different quarterback in the fourth quarter. He felt much more comfortable. He looked like he had been playing for 4 years there. And he hit the receivers wherever they need to. Now, that one-handed catch that O'Boy did, man, it was a great catch, but it wasn't a catch. The ball was moving around a little bit in that thing. You could see it. But at the end of the day, that's just me.
Do you know what a catch is and what isn't today?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, some of that is all – it's subjective. I get it. I understand that.
But what I am saying, though, at the end of the day, I think Moss did a great job. He was – and that was – a. If you think about it, that play, that one-handed catch play, and then Moss just taking the beating that he did and then still standing at the end of the fourth quarter – and then completing that long drive in order for them to win the game with that 8-yard run, that is what I was talking about, where USC just really felt like they really wanted that game just a little bit more than LSU did. Now, I'm not saying LSU didn't want the game. I'm just saying that USC just wanted just a tad bit more, and that's what I think that's what told the story of the game.
We're going to come back off a break, but we'll talk a little bit about, because rarely does Brian Kelly signal out someone that he wants more involved in a game. He did this week, not once, twice, Shelton Sampson, the wide receiver.
Yep.
And so one of the most highly rated wide receiver guys that they've brought in last year was almost sort of a redshirt year for Sampson. So we'll talk to Herb about it right after this break here on the Big 870.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.